Hello and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a Fuck. Old habits die hard, and here you fucking are again.
And you can't get away. And here you are again.
Did you know it takes 22 days to break a habit?
No one's breaking it.
No one's fucking breaking it.
You dirty addicts. This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. It's about being unapologetically yourself and allowing other people.
Yeah.
But judging them if we want.
Live and let live, baby. Yeah. Live and let live.
Well, they are judge if we want to.
100%. Yeah. Now, guys, on Nip Tuck, it's all about you. So you can get in touch, and we always read everything. Always.
We read it all. We do.
Yeah. And the best bits will go in the podcast, won't they?
They will. So you can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. But as you will know, if you're a loyal listener, we've got WhatsApp as well. So you can voice note us. You can send us a text message. We can keep you anonymous if you want. Or if you're really proud of the dirty thing you did, we'll shout it off the fucking rooftops for you.
Whatever
you want.
Basically.
We don't give a fuck, do we?
No.
No.
Right. So we've not seen each other for 2 weeks. So we've got loads to catch up on.
We're much nicer to each other when we've not seen each other for a couple of weeks, aren't we? Like, I actually miss you a bit. When it's every week, or have you noticed that? When it's every week, we're a bit like, when it's been a gap, we're like, oh.
Hi.
Hiya.
So you look very radiant and relaxed and rested. It's nice that you went on holiday for a week.
I did go on holiday for a week.
A week is a long time.
I don't know. Do you remember when you were younger, people did 2 weeks? Yeah. No one does. I don't think anyone does 2 week holidays anyway. I think that's fucking long.
I think that is so long.
And
but
people have
fair,
4 weeks annual leave, don't they? So that's half of your year gone.
I think if you were doing like Florida, you'd do 2 weeks.
Yeah, with loads to do, and it's a long way away.
And the jet lag takes you a few days to get over
but
it.
But I think it's rare, a 2 week holiday.
Right. So yeah, 2 weeks I think is good because the first 5 days, you're getting over the trauma at the airport, which is fucking
I have got some stories to tell
traumatic,
you about the airport.
Especially if you were in Terminal 2 in Manchester Airport. And you have to clean.
No, that's disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting. And then the kids get in their routine and you settle in. So I get the 10-day, two-week thing.
Thea's behaviour is quite bad for the first 4 days. So she's not very good with anything that involves change. Like, it takes her a bit to get used to stuff. And we, like me, and we went with me, James, his three, Thea, his mum and dad, my mum, sister, and his sister's little boy. And it was amazing.
Yeah, but you had a lot of adults on hand to help.
We did, and they did help.
That's the key.
But Thea was, like, people don't realise that, oh, you look at the Instagram and you think, no, she was so naughty at times. She made me cry one night.
Don't be mean.
Mean. She made me cry. This is what she kept doing. And I think there'll be a reason behind it. But so say I would walk around the corner in the morning and my mum had already taken her down to the pool. I would come around the corner with, don't know, James's mum. And I'd be like, good morning, darling. I'd obviously seen her earlier on. And she'd go, hi, Joyce. And ignore me, right? And then she was playing in the pool and she was going, James, watch me, watch me, watch me. James couldn't hear her. So he wasn't ignoring, he was doing something else. And I felt really sorry for her because she was going, James, watch me. So I went, oh my God, darling, that's amazing. And she went, I wasn't asking you. And I literally just like slowly went, okay. I was bullied. She bullied me. After a few days, she got into it.
Do you think it's from hanging around older kids getting a bit of bad attitude?
Yes, it's showing
off.
They do,
don't they?
And James's boys are a little bit older, but honestly,
I noticed that when Saskia's been around older kids. They get the attitude, and that's when you have to just not give them a reaction as well.
So James's three as a whole are much better behaved than just Thea on her own. She was hard. So that was difficult, but it was nice. Like, it was nice to go on holiday. My pigmentation's disgusting.
Why the fuck would you take Trat on holiday?
I don't know.
No, guys, no, it's not. She was like showing off. She thought she was like dead good. Like, this is my skincare routine. And I was like, no.
Because it does sensitise your skin to the sun. But I tried not to keep my face in the sun. I had 50
on. It doesn't. We don't tretinoin on holiday or in summer.
No.
Thank you.
So I'm having this laser done. Do you know the Olivia Attwood photo fabulous?
Yes. So I can't wait.
As soon as you've done with baby.
Yeah.
Because you, the lady you went to, Francesca Facialist, yeah. she does it as
I'll
well,
either go to her or Skin Address.
So Skin Address where I go. Yeah. They get the machine.
I want to get my whole chest
yeah,
done.
So what she's doing for me for the wedding, she's doing my full face, my full chest and my arms.
Yeah. And hands is a
hands,
good one
everything.
To do.
And I'm going to do like a course of it now and then just top it up just before the wedding. She's doing my full everything.
Amazing.
So it's a Photo Fabulous. What's the machine
but
called?
Now,
I can't remember.
If you're, yeah, it's called Photo Fabulous. Yeah. It's a form of IPL.
Yes. The amount of things it does as well. Like she can do everything with it.
It tightens your pores.
Insane. So I'll be having that done next month. So I'll report back on that.
Good.
But yeah, so holiday, I need to tell you a story.
Go.
I'm coming across as a real bitch, but this wasn't my fault. I had an argument in the airport.
So you're turning into me.
I had an argument in the airport with, I would say, a 60-odd-year-old woman, and I will tell you what happened.
On the way there.
On the way home. So on the way home, we're in Turkey, getting ready to go on the plane. There was two queues going up to the bit where, the final bit before you get on the plane, where you just show them your boarding pass. And they said that if you had a pram or children, you came in the middle of the two queues. You basically queue jumped because you had the pram and whatever. So we got in the middle, we queue jumped, and she was at the front. It was about to be her turn, but it happened to be ours because we were going through the middle. And she just looked at me. And she was a Scouser, and I'm sad about that.
And Scouse women are usually like the best, especially when you've got kids with you.
And she went.
They're very like motherly.
What's going on here then?
Ah!
And I went, and honestly, I've become like, don't give me shit because I will just go.
Especially
for you.
When it's when my kids.
My kids, yeah, that's what I got my.
Don't talk about my kids.
So I went to her. I went, you what? And I actually said, you what? And she went, who do you think you are pushing in there? I said, pushing in. I said, whoa, hang on a minute.
Did the air hostess hear this?
Everyone heard it. So I went, we've just been told to get in this queue. And just what she said, she went, well, you shouldn't be. And then she said, you should have gone through with the wheelchairs at the beginning, but you were too busy putting your makeup on over there. And she went, listen. And she went, with your lips and that. Now, number one, she was jealous. Number one, I wasn't putting makeup on because I had none on.
She clearly got no dick on holiday.
I had none on. I had no makeup on. And then I went, are you joking? I said, I've just been studying with my children. And I started getting really, really irate. And I said, lips, what do you mean by my lips? Anyway, it's going on and everyone's there. And then she went, walk on, like that to me. And I said, tell you what, I'll do you a swap. I said, I'll go take your place and you take my four kids. And she went, do you not think I've had them? I said, well, if you've had them, you should understand, shouldn't you? And she didn't want the fight then. She was backing down. And I thought, no, I'm not leaving. And I said, you need to change your attitude. And anyway, she went like this to me with a hand. Walk on.
What did she look like?
And do you know
like?
What I did?
Older?
Yes. And do you know what I did? I did something
training mean.
Mean.
What did you
I went
swear?
Right in her face and I went, you need to put some sun cream on. And walked off. I'll tell you why. I don't care. I'm sorry, but
that's a bit.
No,
like,
I'm not bothered.
No, because one. Right. I'm not bothered.
I'll take that.
Right. Can I tell you a line that changed my life?
Okay.
You don't fight with a pig because a pig gets dirty and then you both get dirty and the pig fucking loves it.
Well, I got dirty. I like it.
Do you agree?
No, I agree. But in that moment,
it's something like, don't fight with a pig because then you'll both get dirty and the pig fucking
loves
being
dirty.
It.
And I agree. I should
you don't
have done.
Do that. You go, wow, insulting
how,
looks.
How mean.
We're in 2023.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like,
but
I left it at that.
She was really burnt. Her face was so burnt. I'm sorry. I said it. And I did. Because she was insulting Matt.
Does
I know,
James
I know.
Get really like, oh, when you
James
start
ran
arguing?
Off. He ran.
Ed's the same.
And I wouldn't normally argue. And then anyway, get on the
and
plane.
And Ed just goes like this.
He literally, yeah. So I got on the plane and then all these Scouse women were coming up to me going, one woman came up to me, she went, I nearly chinned her for you. And I went, thank you. And then a man came up to me. I was coming the wrong way down the aisle. He went, have you gone looking for her? And then another woman came over and said, that was bang out of order. Actually, I was about to jump in it, but you looked like you had it. So yeah, I had an argument. So that's interesting. And I've got another story.
What?
But it's quite a good one. Yes, I've got another story. Do you want to maybe talk for a minute?
No, tell me.
Okay. So I want to see what you think about this because I think this is quite a good debate. I'm sat sunbathing, minding my own business. Starts kicking off in the pool with two mums. They're going at it. So had a little look. And this is what happened. So mum A
yeah.
was an English lady and her child was about 5 or 6, little boy. And it was a little kid's pool with a slide and stuff. And he'd been running around. Mum B, I think, was from Holland, I would guess.
Yeah.
And her little one was probably about two.
Yeah.
Mum A's little boy had banged into the other little girl. He had been going down the slide, I think, potentially not looking, and had taken out this two-year-old, taken her out, right? So mum of the two-year-old starts shouting at him. I didn't see this. And saying, you know, watch what you're doing. You've just knocked my... So she's telling the little boy off. Mum sees her little boy being told off, runs over, English lady, and says, don't fucking tell my son off. And the mum says, well, you should have been watching your son.
I agree.
Because he's just taken my two-year-old out. And she said, I was, but I can't watch every second. I'm stood around. Yeah, but I can't. And I agree with that. You can't watch every second. And she, so her argument was, don't ever shout at my child. You shouldn't shout at someone else's child. And the other argument.
Shout. Was it shout?
No,
or
it was
it tell off?
It was, I don't think it was, it was.
It depends on the delivery. And
it was
also,
tell off.
Where, what are you going to gain by telling someone else's kid off? Fuck all.
So the argument here, should, who was right? Like, should she have been telling... If someone took my child out...
Yeah, this is what I'm doing. I'm putting myself in the situation. Saskia's little two, and a big boy comes and does something.
Isn't watching.
Oh, at a soft play, I tell other people's kids off and stuff. Like, and I don't do it because I think I'm going to change their behaviour. I do it because I'm mad with them.
Yes, because like, that's my baby.
But I don't shout.
Yeah, you would just say, don't do that again. But I think she was...
I told you that thing that I did at that party a few months ago. Hopefully no one's listening to this that was there. Me and Ed were at a family party a few months back, and Saskia is the youngest. So she's running around after the older girls, and one of the older girls slammed the door in her face of, to the playroom, and they didn't know, but I was stood
watching
in the kitchen. And I went over and Saskia's like,
oh, no.
I know. And I knocked on the door. I went, open the door. It's Saskia's mummy. And they opened the door. And one of the little girls was like, it wasn't me. It was her. So they knew they'd done something.
They knew they'd done something.
And I said, guys, come on. If you're going to play.
Play nice.
Play together. She's only little. And,
don't leave anyone out.
Anyway, then I walked
Which
off,
I think's fair.
Left them. Because she was fine after that. And the kid had run off crying and told its mum that I was shouting at it. When I walked back into the room with all the other adults,
everyone, they were quiet.
A woman was like, whose kids have you been shouting at in front of everyone? I was like, none.
The other side of it, though, however, how would you feel if Saskia was being told, if you were around the pool and you were just drinking your drink, no, you weren't watching her implicitly because the water was that high.
And also, how can you stop them when they're coming off a slide?
Yeah, and like, you just looked... And someone was shouting at Saskia because I would also then run over and say, don't speak to my child like that. So
yeah,
it's a very.
I think it's just one of those things.
It's a tough
that
one.
Happens.
But everyone around the pool made. Everyone was literally. The lifeguard got involved. The dads came over. There was pushing, shoving. The lifeguard comes round. Oh, it was so exciting.
Like, if you don't want to be in that situation, pay for a private villa where there's no other kids around because you are going to be in that situation.
Yeah, there was loads of kids. There was loads.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you're going to take your kid to soft play, your kid
the
might
kids
get
might
hurt.
Get, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just don't leave the house.
Yeah.
You say about the villa thing.
Yeah.
The highlight of my holiday.
Was playing with other kids.
Yeah, making
and
friends.
And pottering around. And I do actually have, oh my God, this is one of my vivid childhood memories. I was in, because half my family live in Los Angeles, so we used to go out for like the whole 6 week holiday. And my cousins are a little bit older than me, so any like parties that they were going to, because they're a massive Armenian family, there was parties like every weekend, and the parties were like crazy. We went to one Spider-Man party, and I remember I was about four. Are you ready to hear what happened to me? A boy bit my back. And I had to go to hospital and have a tetanus injection. And my uncle's a lawyer, and he was like, we can actually sue them for
Thea
this.
Thea got bit at a park once.
No, but like, that's fully
like
bitten.
Fully bit it.
Yeah, and I had to get a tetanus injection.
I've got a story for you.
And my dad had a fight with the dad.
Good, I would.
Yeah.
I digress, but listen to this
go
one.
On.
When my dad used to live in Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've mentioned that. I lived there for a short period of time when I was about seven, and I got bit by a dog, a street dog, but we looked after the dog. It was like our dog.
Explains a lot.
And I got bit by this dog. And if the dog dies within a week of biting you, then you are considered to potentially have rabies.
Yeah.
So I had to go and have rabies injections.
Yeah, you always
because they
do
thought
if you get
I had
bit
rabies.
By a dog. Yeah.
But they actually were going to keep me in because I started foaming. Yeah, and they thought I had rabies, and you foam at the mouth and everything.
If so anyone does get bit ever by a cat or a dog or a child gets bitten by them, I was watching this thing on that Tiny Hearts
I thought
Education.
You were gonna, yeah.
And basically what is in like an animal's saliva, even if it's a tiny, tiny cut on the child, it can be really, like they can get rabies, sepsis. So that's the educational piece there.
And you can tell we've been away because we digress. I've spoken enough about my life. You haven't had a nanny.
I've not had a nanny.
You've been yesterday. You were a twat in the morning.
My nanny's been on holiday in Ibiza. She got back today. How dare she have fun? So I've been on my own.
For a week.
Mm-hmm.
When you say on your own, like literally.
No, I had Christine.
I was going to say, Christine was there on Sunday.
Yeah, but only for a few hours.
I need to ask you this. So she came at like 7.
She came at 8.
What for, though? I was going to ask you this. Like, what? On
to
a
hell.
But on a Sunday. I was actually thinking about this. On a Sunday, even if I've got the kids.
Yeah.
We're sat around. We're eating toast.
No,
we're not doing anything.
You've not got an 18-month-old boy, Lauren, and you're not 7 months pregnant.
No, but that's what I was going to ask. Is it not a bit awkward? Because, like, are you not just sat on the sofa and she's sat on the sofa? Like, is it not a bit like, oh,
yeah, I'm in my
pajamas.
No. Like, so basically, she came around 8 a.m., it's like the aftermath of breakfast, tidy up with me.
Right.
Does all of that. And then, because Ed goes into work most weekends.
He works
weekends,
a lot, doesn't he?
Or plays golf and whatever. So anyway, she comes in and she just like helps because you need that extra help.
Like
and
if your mum came round.
I had the Grace Kelly photo shoot thing.
Yeah.
So she came with me to that because I can't, Teddy's getting big now. I can't be picking him up.
So she kind of like did what your mum would do, like came around, tidied up.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
up,
she does,
like,
just helps like for 3 or 4 hours and then like puts a wash on for me.
Bits and bobs.
Empties the dishwasher because, oh my God, the laundry in my house is not normal. Because Teddy's at that age where it's like dribbling
you
on
wear,
everything.
They wear everything for an hour.
I counted 3 pairs of pyjamas he wore on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The towels.
You want to see since we got back, 6 people's washing. I've had to do 6 people's washing.
Well, to be fair, my new cleaner does take laundry off me. She takes the bits that need like extra care and attention. Yes. So I do.
My mum does that.
The pajamas, the baby grows, and the gym stuff. And she does
the more care.
And I do the towels. And she does the bedding and the shirts
and the bits
and
that are just
the
hard
kids' dresses.
Yeah. So you've not had your nanny for a week. So has that meant like literally?
I've been doing school pick. Oh, I've changed Saskia's school.
Yes,
I've been doing school pickup and drop off.
Do you want to discuss that?
Yeah. I won't go into loads of detail, but basically, she started at this school, and this school is an amazing school. It was really hard to get into,
and it's somewhere that you would send your child.
Yeah, and it's like the feeder school from her nursery, and oh my God. The school drop-off, like, it was not okay, hun. It was not okay. It's right in the centre of a village.
Right.
So in the morning, you can only drop... There's no breakfast club. You could only drop them off at 20 to 9. That is
it. So everyone is arriving at 20
to 9. So everyone arrives in this tiny place at 20 to 9. There's 2 parking wardens going around giving everyone tickets. Yeah. The gate is a normal-sized door. That is it, right?
That's it.
So it's 20 to 9, there's a queue.
Yeah, that's what they
and
is.
They open the
gate and
everyone's
like queued back.
And everyone then goes in and you have to leave your car there for like 15 minutes. So I have to take Teddy out of the car with me if I've not managed to get him into nursery yet. Then I have to park the car miles away because you can't park near or you get a ticket.
Yeah.
There was no after school club at the school. It was off site.
So what does that mean?
So she had to walk to after school club.
With like a teacher, whoever was teaching
them. Yeah, not close.
I'm just checking because that's not
okay. And it just wasn't working.
But it wasn't just that though, was it?
No, it was some other things. But then Ed did drop off for me one morning and Ed is not a complainer. Not a complaint. And he rang me
and
he went,
lovely, isn't he?
Babe, that was just
horrible,
crazy. And I was like, I know, I can't do it anymore. And I'm going to have a newborn soon. And I have got help, like the nanny in the morning as well. But even if both of us went, it was still like, it was really stressful. And it just wasn't working for us. So I moved schools and the new one is like in its own grounds. You can drop off from 8:15 in the morning.
So it's just easier.
But it's half an hour away from in the opposite direction of nursery. So our house is there. New school is there, and nursery's there.
I think that's quite common. People have to go both directions. Like, but what are you meant to do?
It is the best for them, both of those places. So I'm going to have to roll with it.
Yeah, and actually the time that you save...
The time that I've saved doing that...
You could have been in the car. Like, it makes no difference.
Exactly.
And she's... It was the first day, isn't it, today?
Today.
So we'll see how she gets. So she'll be fine, won't she? She was ready.
Like,
she wanted to
They've got pony club at that school.
They've got
ponies.
Oh, how the other half live. pony club!
The ponies sold it. They've got a swimming pool in the school.
But see, if you can send your children to place that...
Boarding school.
Oh, did you consider...
Well, from age.
What do you think about boarding schools out of interest?
Depends on the child. Ed went to boarding school and he said it was the best experience of his life. I personally could not send my children to boarding school.
No, I find it odd.
As in, at this moment in time and how they are. But
maybe when they're older.
When they're about 13, supposedly, they absolutely thrive at boarding school. Especially, like, if they're into the sport, rugby.
Lucas is nodding.
No, honestly. Like, and they meet friends for life.
Yeah.
Like, literally, Ed says that the best years of his life were at boarding school.
Wow. Do you know the only...
Is that why he loves digestive biscuits?
Yeah. The only thing that I think, right, is... Kids, when they lose the front two teeth, aren't cute anymore.
Yeah.
At that point, you can go to boarding school for me.
I think they can start from, like, I wouldn't send them, like, at 8, but it's mainly international students at
the school. Do you know what? Yeah. And they make connections, they learn, they're around people. One of the main things I think's really important is your child not being in the town that they were born and only being around the people that they were so, little towns. Like, I grew up in a small town and a lot of people had never left it, very close-minded. Then when I started working at Maya, that's when my life changed.
Yeah.
I met people like you. I met people from different places.
I went to uni, you didn't.
I didn't do that. So different walks of life. Like, I was in Manchester, like, my world broadened so much, and I realised, I look back at where I live and I thought,
I don't think we can judge it because we've never been, we don't know what it's like.
No.
So it's like, I feel like boarding school, what you think in your head and what it actually is probably like really different. But one of my good friends has just sent her daughter to boarding school because her daughter begged her to go.
Really?
And she's really sweet, actually. She's like, I give her my clothes and she tells them for me when she comes home and stuff. And she came round to my house, I was asking her about it, and it sounds really,
really
fun.
Yeah.
I've got quite a few mates who do it.
Yeah.
And they all loved it. And they also, they learn, because I only learned
life skills.
Yeah. You learn about the world and different people.
I agree, actually. I've always thought of it as something that
mums do when they don't love the kids. I'll be honest. That's what I always thought, like, you kind of fuck them off. But I don't think it is that then, is it? It's actually giving your child the best chance and giving them the best experiences.
I mean, everyone's different. It just depends on what kind of kid you have, doesn't it?
Can you send them at 5? Right.
Oh my God, the Santa camera.
What is that? What you sent me? I didn't get it.
Right, I'll show Lucas. It's basically, you know how you get like a CCTV camera?
That looks like almost like a globe.
Like a dome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw it on Amazon. It came up because, you know, I'm on Amazon all the time. And it's got a flashing light in it and a camera. And it's like a black dome and it says Elf Cam. I've put it in the playroom and I was like, he came. He's dropped the camera off and they are both like...
So that makes your children think Santa's watching.
How much of a good idea is
that? Thea would not... She wouldn't. She'd just be like, yeah, whatever. But that is...
I'll share it, guys.
If your children are gullible...
It was £3.50 and I'm hoping that this is the best £3.50 I've ever spent.
Well, if your kids are behaved, then absolutely.
Yeah. I might buy one for every room.
Why not?
Why not?
Right, we've chatted shite.
What was the story again? What was it? I'm going to go and move somewhere else.
Oh my God, yeah. This is the thing with Thea, right? I can't explain unless you know her. She is an adult in a mini body. You can't. She's so funny and she just has an answer. Yeah.
She is.
She's
gorgeous.
Just. When I said to her, right then, you can go and live with your dad. And then I went upstairs and she packed everything and said, well, you said I'm going, so I've packed my stuff. Like, wait for the taxi. And that's the kind of person
it's like
she
is. That, do you remember that kid off Wife Swap with the chicken nuggets?
No.
What? Yeah.
I don't know.
Just
what
Google
that is.
Wife Swap chicken nuggets. Right. Okay. Now we're gonna end on this because we've talked too much.
We have.
Now, Lauren, Big Brother's coming back. I think it's coming back this week.
Right.
By the way, guys, we'll talk about it in a future episode, but there's a program on Amazon that we've started watching.
Yes. Wow.
Lucas, you're going to love it. It's called The Fake Shake.
Fake Shake. It's really interesting, actually. I fell asleep, but I fall asleep all the time.
I'm at the Talisa bit, and it's really bad.
It's awful.
I won't tell you what happens in the end, but... So anyway, Big Brother's coming back, and when we were growing up, loved Big Brother.
Didn't everyone do this? Today in the Big Brother house, yeah. Everyone tried to do it, didn't they? Everyone
do you remember Helen the hairdresser from
yes.
the first one?
She did well, didn't she?
She did really well. Yeah. And then there was that guy, the tool man, that Lee Francis took the piss out of loads. That was in the cupboard. Craig. Was his name Craig?
Right. Oh my God, there was loads of them.
So I've got here an article.
Kinga. She's on there. Kinga's on there. I know Kinga's going to be on there.
Here are the top 20 most iconic Big Brother moments.
And I know Mackenzie
won't
be on there.
I'm going to whisk through them just to bring your memory back and see David.
Oh, No, that's number one for my entire... How that happened...
Me and Ed rewound it and watched it like
how
five
How that happened and it wasn't
Jenna
fake.
Collins.
And it was just TV gold. TV gold was just rolling in front. But I bet the producers
David
were like, this is gold.
David looked dead.
He's dead now. God bless him. But the way she went, David's dead. David's dead.
And then she started David's screaming dead. And going, David's dead.
Oh my God. And the funniest thing is, the woman, I've forgotten who she was, had her hair in bunches in the pigtails. She was like in her 70s. And she really thought that this woman was reacting to her ex-husband that no one knew. She was like, yeah, David's dead. David's dead. And he was just lying there.
He was having a nap and then they found him.
That forever will be
right.
Iconic.
Okay, I'm going to whiz through them. I can't remember some of these. Perez Hilton returning to the house after everyone thought he'd been evicted and caught everyone bitching about him.
Nah.
Meghan McKenna had a meltdown over mashed potato.
Yes, she did. She's smashed it from there.
Brian wet the bed.
Do you remember Brian? Oh my God, Brian.
And he's from Essex.
Yeah,
and he's a big flick.
Yeah. Oh, Brian.
He was nice. What
he's doing? Alison broke the table when she was trying to spy on the security.
Don't remember that.
Cameron's coming out story.
I don't remember that. Nikki Graham must be on there. Oh, she's died as well.
When Chantal pretended to be famous.
Oh my, and she was with Preston. Yeah. The romance that they had. I used to love, really fancy Preston.
Yeah.
Really fancy. They had a child together, didn't they?
They did.
Yes.
No, did they have
Yeah,
a child?
They got married and they've got a child. Was she called Chanel or Chantal? Chanel's the different one. Chanel's a different one. Chantal, and she pretended to be famous.
Jade Goody and Shilpa Shetty.
That was
really bad. I was
the whole
watching.
Thing.
Do you know how well Shilpa Shetty handled herself
very
in
graceful.
That situation? But like, how wild! How much the world has changed
since then,
and how they didn't like.
What about when they told Jade Goody that she had
cancer
on? Wow, like it's a no now.
Gemma telling Gillian McKee to fuck off.
That's
she was
fantastic.
A right crank, wasn't she?
Yeah.
But do you remember when that girl said that? Ryan Thomas punched her.
It was Roxanne Pallett. Yeah.
And he didn't.
He didn't punch her.
The Roxanne Pallett punch.
Yeah, he didn't punch her at all.
Denise Welsh in the hot tub with that Frankie Kokosi guy.
Denise, God bless her.
Oh my God, do you remember her? Kim. Was it Kim? You chicken livered shit.
Chicken livered Kim from
David's
that thing.
Dead. David's Dead came out at number three.
No, it's number one.
That is number one.
What
for
about
me.
Mackenzie? That's got to be in there.
I am claustrophobic, Darren. Gemma. And then the number one
it's
guys.
It's got to be Mackenzie.
No, Mackenzie wasn't on there.
Mackenzie wasn't on there. Mackenzie and Anthony.
And didn't they have sex?
No,
in the
they
hot
didn't
tub.
Have sex. He fingered her and she said, I think I'm pregnant. She thought she was pregnant from the hot tub. Do you not remember? You didn't even shag, I don't think. And she was going like this. Remember, it was on her face. Remember, and she was going,
do you remember Nasty Nick?
No, I never watched that one.
Guys, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I hope it's a good one as well.
Anyway, we need a little break for you guys now.
That's a lot of talking.
After the break, we'll be back with Bargain Bouquet and your slutty sues. But first,
are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you get a wide on or a hard on a Wednesday and a Friday? Are you coughing in the background? Are you ready for every new release? Do we make you laugh? Do we get you through your life? Are we your workmates? Are we your best mates? Tell your nearest and dearest and spread the podcast. I have to say, this past week, we have been at our all-time high listeners.
We have. Thank you guys. So,
like, you must all have been sharing.
The sharing is working.
The sharing's working. Like, it's getting big.
And we've got, when can we announce the surprise that we've got?
Not
for
yet.
Everyone?
We've got a few surprises.
Next week.
We've got some incredible guests, which you're going to die. And we've also got some exciting news. So yeah, share the episode on WhatsApp. It really helps. Just also putting it on your story really helps. So thank you, girls. We see girls and boys. We see when you do it as well. So thank you.
Welcome back. So we're here for what?
We're queer.
I was like, what? We're here with my favourite section.
We're here, Lucas is queer.
This section is getting bigger and fucking bigger.
Yeah.
Every week, baby. Dupes, hacks, tips, tricks. You know what it is. I've got the eye drops. Do you know how many messages I got about these eye drops?
The upneak drops. Tell us again, for anyone who didn't listen, what this does. Meant to do, and actually the picture's proved it.
Gives you like a lift and widens your eye. So we're gonna put them in Lauren's eye on one
just
side.
One. Okay. I'm gonna look around.
And we're gonna run through, so Patreons. So they come in these little sachets.
Right, come and do it then. Just one eye. Yeah. And then we'll see how it develops over the course of the rest of the episode.
I'll leave enough in that.
Right, do it in, like, I've got one eye smaller than the other, so do it in my bad eye. That one's smaller because I'm a bleft.
Mummy, I don't want the eye drops, Mummy. Make sure it goes all in.
Okay. Oh, we always need to make sure it goes all in.
You get a few treatments out of one. It says to throw it away after one, but
I can't see out of that.
Right,
now.
So she's put it in one side. So we'll run.
So we're just
going
to see. It's in my left hand
because this is our test. Right, Lauren.
Yeah.
People keep messaging me about where can I buy mid-level jewelry that doesn't tarnish.
I
don't really wear it.
She only wears the
No,
you don't wear jewellery that much, do you?
I'm not a jewellery girl,
do you know what?
Really.
I'm going to tell you where I get mine from, but I really don't want to. Because I actually met... So what happened? I'll tell you the truth. Let me tell you the truth about how this job works as well. So if we use something genuinely, we really love something genuinely, and we share it, we'll sometimes contact them. We'll be like, listen, I generally wear this. I really love it.
And then we can try more.
Yeah. I post about it loads. You want to send me some free? Want to do a little ad with
like
me? Want to share?
Treats.
Yeah, like Treats Studio.
Well done, Treats.
Well done, Treats.
I really like their phone cover. I'm going to buy one.
Let me just show
one.
You.
Oh, everyone's
is that
got
the right
these
camera?
They're really
Molly
good.
May's got it.
Treats Studio.
So sometimes we'll message them and we'll just be like, also, we might want to work with them. So our agents will message them, be like, Lauren absolutely loves this, genuinely wears it. She's posting about it and loads of people are getting it. Do you want to give her a bit of money?
Also, you get a code then.
And we get a code. You get a code. So that's how it
so
works.
No, it's shit, a no lying. Win.
There's no lying about this influencing stuff. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So I contacted this brand because I get questions constantly about where jewelry. My jewelry's from.
No response.
Oh, they ignored me. Oh! So then I thought, do you know what? I ain't telling nobody nothing for you.
Okay. Can we?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, our listeners are more important than my ego. Monica Vinader.
Ah, okay. This is quite expensive, isn't it?
Not for something. So when Theo was born, I got a necklace and I haven't got it on today, actually. I've only just replaced it with a little thing on it and it was engraved. I've got none on today with a name and a little thingamabob. And I only replaced that when she was five. 5 years. Really? And I wore it. You know which one I mean. I wore it day in,
so
day
good.
Out. And if you replace it within 5 years, if it tarnishes, they will replace it for free.
That's fabulous.
I like the stuff.
Don't
I wish
you
I
like
didn't,
the
but I do.
Abbott Lion
Abbott
stuff?
Lion, yeah. Listen, they've sent me a few bits, and I'll be honest, I've worn them like once or twice. I can't tell you if they last.
Okay.
But Monica Vinda do. And I've just got another new one from them. So, yeah. And if anyone works for them, tell them that they're ignorant.
I've bought jewellery off that Boho Moon before.
I've never heard of her.
Oh, my God, babe. Unreal stuff.
But is it plated?
I don't. I think
I wear gold.
I think they've got options.
So I wear gold and I wear gold plated normally.
Yeah.
Because then you can, you know, use... If you're going to wear something forever...
I can't wear gold because I'm so pale.
Yeah, see, all I ever wear
unless
is gold.
Unless I've got my tan on.
You're a silver gal, aren't you?
I'm a silver gal.
And I'm a gold gal. So yeah, there's the answer that people were asking. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, did you know, Lauren, that when you buy a designer bag abroad, you can claim the tax back? And they've made it really easy
to
do.
Is it in one of the airports?
Paris Airport.
You go...
You buy the bag.
And you go and get straight away.
Yeah. So we did it, to be fair. I bought a Louis Vuitton jacket in Paris, and the guy was like... Guys, though, take your passport with you when you go shopping.
I don't understand what they mean by you get the tax back. I don't quite get it. So 20%,
yeah,
you get it back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you mean get it back? Who gives it you back?
You get... they right, so let me explain what they did.
I don't really understand tax.
I did it in Marbella with a handbag, and I did it in Paris with a coat. And basically, if you take your passport shopping with you, when you buy, like, a high price item, then they give you this barcode.
Right.
And they put the money back on your credit card.
What?
So you go into the airport and you scan the receipt barcode and you fill it in and put it in the machine. It's a machine.
What?
And there's like no queue. And then you get the money back. So basically, like, one of my friends recently went to Paris because, you know, the Chanel bags now are like 10 grand.
Disgusting.
What the fuck? She got 2 grand back, which paid for the Paris trip.
And she went to Paris.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Yeah, perfect.
So there is a little tip for you guys. But as always, I love buying pre-loved.
Can I just tell you, I'm really worried that my eye's going to start doing this. Has anything happened yet?
Not quite
I'm
yet.
Scared that it's going to like... Anyway, okay.
Okay, winter is coming, guys. Have you seen the duvet dressing gowns?
They would make me sweat so bad. Who
I know,
needs that?
How
I just
cozy.
Think no, but I just...
From the White Company.
I don't think that. I'd be very hot.
Oh, no, I want to give one a go. I love it. So that I got also these slippers off Amazon, and they're called Snoozies. They're proper OAP slippers, but like...
I can't wait
just
to see this baby. So
no, honestly, they're like socks with grips on, but you slip them on your foot.
So they're a slipper. Slipper sock.
They're a snoozy, Lauren, and I really enjoy it, okay? Right.
Can any... Snoozy, do you want to sponsor, Ashley?
I'd love it. White Company also, I didn't get the duvet dressing gown because...
I bet it was about 200 quid as well.
They only do it in white, and I'm a tan gal, as you know, I'm a fake tan gal. So I avoided that. But I did get a Sherpa hoodie, which is massive.
So it's very snuggly.
So it's like a blankie. From Stunning. White Company. I just love White Company. Love it.
I like White Company. It's just it's expensive.
Expensive. Really the winter candle has arrived. Can you send in your winter scenting dupes, please?
Yes.
Girls, like,
do you know
I
can't do anything
Aldi,
like that?
Aldi, yeah, they're okay.
But they
don't
smell
hit,
that long.
Like,
no.
You know, like your Joe Malone and your White Company candles, your Espar, your
you
neons.
You can smell it when you walk in the house. Do
they
you know
are.
I can't use any of that?
Why?
Because Joe...
Rhinitis.
James's allergy. Asthma is so bad, I can't have a candle lit or a diffuser in the house. So I can have them for show, so they can look amazing, but I can't turn any of the shit on. Genuine truth.
I won't buy you a candle then.
Don't get me a candle, because he would need a defibrillator.
I honestly love the White Company winter candle. I think it's the epitome of cozy smell.
I love the smell. I love, you know, at winter, I love mulled wine.
Yeah,
I love the mulled wine.
They
you
do,
walk into a house,
don't
you can
they?
Smell it.
Don't White Company do a mulled wine?
Yeah, I love the
one.
Smell of mulled wine. Yeah, I think they do a candle. That's very me. I think TK Maxx often have lovely candles in there.
Oh my God, yes. I did get a pumpkin spice one from TK Maxx a few weeks ago. That's really nice. But girls, send in any winter candle dupes. Because like Lauren said, I think the White Company one, the three-wick one's about 55 quid.
That's not that bad.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot.
Lasts all season.
They do often have 10% off as well.
The best thing that White Company does is the Vervain Reed Diffuser.
Oh, Vervain.
I've tried that.
Vervain Reed Diffuser.
It's the best thing they do.
Really?
Okay. Is it wintry though, Lukey?
Well, it smells of oranges. And to me, oranges.
That's quite wintry. Yeah. Oh, I've changed the baby's name, by the way. Remind me to tell you in a second.
Oh my God, have you?
Yeah. Bailey's. It's arrived!
Whoop.
For after I've had the baby and buying one of these for us to have in the studio to put a tiny bit in our coffee. You ready?
I love a Bailey's coffee.
1 litre of Bailey's in Tesco is £13.
Woo!
Guys!
Get it in and get it
but
ready.
But remember your club card.
Okay.
So, Lauren, you've got some
I've got a couple.
Now.
So at the minute, Revolution is coming.
I love Makeup Revolution. Yeah, Makeup Revolution or Revolution?
I feel like it might have used to be Makeup Revolution.
And now it's Revolution. Right.
It is coming up.
Danny bought us those drops.
That are like the Charlotte Tilbury.
Stunning.
So the Revolution. Thank you. Glow Fit. Listen, I don't have many dupes and then I come with it. She burps through the middle of it. It's my one. Let me have this. Revolution Glow Fix Fixing Spray.
Do I need it?
Makeup no movie after-y.
Really? Mm. Has it got a shimmer in it or not?
No.
Mm?
Slight, but not like... So this morning I put the Charlotte Tilbury on and I looked greasy straight away. It's too much of a sheen for me, that, you know.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I do like that one. It does hit.
It does, but I think it gives you almost like a...
But do you know what I've got on today, though? The Urban Decay All
Your makeup
All
looks
Nighter.
Lovely today.
Oh my God, guys, I've got a new foundation.
I was going to say to you, I keep meaning to say it, but we've not stopped for air. Your skin looks fantastic today. Either your skin or your makeup, I don't know what it is.
It's this thing that I've got, guys. Stop what you're doing. Westman Altilia.
Where did you hear about this shit?
I watched this TikTok of this woman who I follow and I love her. And she said, right, throw everything out in your makeup bag. These are the things you need. So she said, these two Armani, I'm going to buy you all these things as your Christmas present. And you're going
to
be like...
No, because then I have to get
you can
one.
Get it off Look Fantastic. The Armani eyeshadow, and they're like liquid.
Okay.
Two colours you need, only two.
Yeah.
One is a light brown, one is a dark brown.
Perfect.
And the dark brown goes on like a...
Oh, like a flicker.
Then the Armani highlighter in peach.
Okay.
Westman Altilia... It's not a foundation, it's a skin care glow or something.
It looks, whatever, it's good today.
£64 and it's like that big. But, guys, it hits.
If it works, it works.
So shout out to all of those things. And then I sprayed that all-nighter on.
Nice.
And obviously I've got my trusty Doll Beauty. The Doll Beauty contour stick. Love.
I'm very Doll Beauty today. Do you know what I've just ordered? The Mario, Makeup by Mario
palette.
Palette. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I need that. I only
did you get
that
it off Sephora?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's never on offer.
No, never. I've waited a bit.
But
never.
I've had mine for a while and I use it.
I
use it for contour.
So today I've got loads of Doll Beauty on. I have got the Gimme Sun cream bronzer and I've got it down my nose.
It's
and I've
nice.
Got it on my eyes and then I like darkened it down my nose.
And I've got the Made by Mitchell drops.
That's
there.
Nice. I love both of those at the minute.
You need to get
lip liner. My favourite colour ever is it's the Doll Beauty Run the World.
Yeah.
And I think it's called Run the World.
And then we've got this on as well, which is the Hourglass Phantom Gloss.
That's lovely. It feels really
refreshing.
Yeah.
Stunning. And
Nip Tuck for Doll Beauty discount.
Nip Tuck will get you a massive
loads.
Discount.
Like 50,
on
is it 15% or is it more?
35%,
oh.
Isn't it?
Don't know. It's a lot on it.
And I've heard that if you like the Makeup by Mario palette, but you don't want to spend, what was it, 70 quid?
It's no, it's 50. Still a lot, isn't
it? The P. Louise Bridal palette.
There you go.
Meant to be really nice. You've got some more for us, Loz.
Yes. One of our listeners sent me a picture of Flow Organic tampons in Boots.
They've been in there
No,
for
but
ages.
They were really stocked up. They had loads of different ones as well.
They've got onto it finally.
Yes, they've got onto it finally. She
but
said.
But they need to bring their own brand out because they're so
expensive. Yeah, and there was bamboo pads.
Brilliant.
There was loads of different things. So she just said,
yeah,
they stocked up. They had a good selection of it. So they're getting onto it anyway.
I had some really good postpartum bamboo pads last time. And they were by a brand called... It was like green packaging.
Just expensive.
I've linked it on my Amazon.
It's just expensive.
So expensive. And it's ridiculous because if it was men...
No, they wouldn't be paying that.
Tampons should be free. And yeah, they should be organic. Part of, yeah. Fucking piss take. Henna brow dye, what's this?
Yeah, if you're going to dye your brows, get a henna dye. It sticks to your skin much, because I've always tinted my brows, especially now I've lasered off my tattoo. I've barely got any tattoo now. Mine go really white. And you can get just your normal, I think, what's it? Starts with an R, that Reflectasil, that's what most people use. You get it and you mix it in your little tip. Get henna dye. It dyes your skin more.
Have you seen the new Maybelline product?
They don't work for me, they come off.
No,
so the one that you stick on, yeah, that stays on.
Does it?
But it's henna. You have to be very careful when you do it. You go out the lines
and do a patch test.
Yeah, you go out the lines and you are
fucked.
But it's fantastic. It lasts for days
and
days.
Nice, your eyebrows.
Yeah, they're really,
really,
really
nice.
Good. So there you go.
My Space NK Advent calendar's come. Mm-hmm. You've got your Look Fantastic one as well.
Do we have time today, or should we talk about that next week? I think next week.
Let's talk about it next week.
We've talked a lot today.
And we've got a slutty Sue. Let's go straight into it. Oh, wait. Your eye. Lucas.
Has anything happened?
Can you tell the difference? Which eye looks better?
On the right.
That one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one? Really? And that's my smaller eye, which means it must have got bigger and bigger still.
Right. Look.
I feel like I'm going to look like a cyclops. Oh, God, yeah. No, it
Do you want to put a few in the other eye to balance it out? Looks nice, doesn't it?
I think we should leave it. Oh, my God.
It's really good, isn't it?
I feel like this.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had a facelift on one side.
It's given you a lift, 100%. Do you want some more drops in the other one or not? No? Okay.
Right.
Here, you read that, because I've talked a lot today.
Same. Hiya.
Same.
Well, that's why we've got a podcast. Hiya. Love the podcast. Only found you guys a couple of months ago, but I've quickly become a very loyal listener.
I've got
a slutty Susan for you. I was listening to the podcast this week when you guys started talking about penis amnesia. It unlocked a memory that had been hidden deep down in my brain. Sometimes that happens to me. Do you ever? You're doing your own thing and then you get this memory and you think, what did I do?
A TikTok a few months ago where I was like pretending to clean the house and then I was like, fuck!
Yeah. And you remember something horrific that you once did. I do that now and again. Anyway, hidden deep down in the brain, which was never supposed to be
Love it.
Yeah, give us them. Anyone else, whoever this has triggered, this is a trigger warning. If anyone else has been triggered and remembered something deep that they're trying to hide,
like
tell us.
A fart you did in front of someone.
Like anything that you've hidden because it's that bad, tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us. Anywho. When I was in my early 20s, I went travelling and working for 2 years in Australia. I stayed mostly in hostels.
Wish I'd have done something
So do I.
Girls in your early 20s.
Travel, see the world. And everyone staying in hostels were like myself, young and single. During those 2 years, I had more sex. I've heard this before. More sex than I've ever had. I believe in the hostels they get to the shagging. There was one night
Shagfest.
So there was one night I was out with a few people I'd met in my hostel. Me and my friend started talking to these two Dutch brothers.
Baby.
We know what well. Me and Ashley, we've been discussing blonde hair, big dicks. This is the part I have completely rubbed from my memory.
You wouldn't think that a blonde man would have a big
dick. Apparently, according to my friends and several...
The two biggest dick... Wow, I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, it's the blondies. But they don't get enough recognition for the dick size, the blonde men. I think it's like Vikings. They're very big.
Yeah, Viking. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Vikings.
We're not letting this woman speak.
Sorry.
The guy's long story short, I ended up going back with one of the brothers and my friend goes back with another. Perfect, two, one each. This is the part I completely rubbed from my memory. The guy's penis, when erect, curved downwards.
Is that a thing, Lukey?
I've never seen a downward curving cock.
Do you think it was broken?
The guy who's had a curved dick.
Yeah.
We've all had
a curvature.
Or like a left to right, but not a down.
Not a down, or an up even a little. So the guy's penis, when erect, curved downwards. I just remember being confused.
It made you poo.
Oh, I thought this. Anyway, I never knew this was a thing. And overall, the sex was not strange. Good, yeah. It felt like he was trying to break through to my bum canal.
Yeah.
Have you ever been fingered and they've gone the wrong way with the fingers? And it's literally like, they've not done the come hither. They've done it the wrong way. And it is literally like somebody's pushing out your poo.
I've probably blocked that out of my brain.
Anyway, I left there in the early morning as it was awkward. I met my friend who'd gone home with the brother. It took me a while to build up the guts to ask if the brother's dick was the same.
So how was
Eventually, I just came out with it. And I said, was his dick upside down? And she knew immediately what I meant. And she was like, yes, I didn't know what to do with it.
Is it a Dutch thing?
Maybe. Not sure if I should thank you or ask you for compensation for bringing this memory back. Please keep me anonymous. So has anyone else had a curved widgery-woo?
Has anyone else had a curved peenie-eye? A curved widgery-woo.
Have you had a curved downwards?
Not downwards.
Yeah, everyone's had a curved up,
left or
right.
Have you had an excessive curve upwards?
I've had an excessive curved side.
Do you know it's a condition?
Yeah.
What's it called? I can't remember, but it's a condition where it excessively curves to one side or the other. So, guys, we've just had to cut a huge section where Ashley shouted names of people I'd slept with and I told her what I remembered from it. And we decided it was completely inappropriate, unfair as I'm newly engaged.
And James, she didn't remember a lot.
I didn't remember anything, really. And one I'd been with a long time, didn't remember. So, yeah, that game's been cut out completely by Lucas. So thank you, Lucas, for always having our back.
So we loved that Slutty Sue. Mm. Keep them coming in. Basically, your Slutty Sues or your confessions, your deepest, darkest secrets.
It doesn't have to necessarily be slutty. It can just be the confession that you can't tell anyone that you've done once.
Like really dark.
Dark.
Yeah, I love that.
Not involving death, I don't think, but anything else is fine.
So basically, keep in touch with us. Leave us a 5-star review. Yes. If you tap on the episode and scroll down to the bottom, there are all of our contact details and you can leave a review. Share, like, do all the stuff that we love you doing. We will be back with a bonus episode this Friday. So it is all about you. And I think we'll have a surprise to tell you about.
Bye. Bye, girls, boys.